Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. If you're the parent of a differently abled child, it's important to know your rights and consult a lawyer or an advocate. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Estate planning is essential because standard strategies could put your special child at risk. Some parents say they plan to leave money for a family member who is willing to provide care for the special needs child, but financial advisors tell me this plan really doesn't work and that it puts an enormous strain on the chosen caregiver. They suggest instead that you set up a special needs trust. A special trust can pay for what government programs don't provide, such as travel to visit relatives, celebrate birthdays and other holidays, and relatives can contribute to the special trust. It's suggested that you choose trustees and guardians who are young enough to manage this trust for decades. Though laws vary from state to state, at the age of 18, special needs children become their own guardians, regardless their ability to manage their lives. So it's very important to apply for guardianship before they turn 18. The process takes about 18 months, so start early. Go to www.specialneedsanswers.com for special needs planners and state-specific information. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.